Duck South Studios in Oxford, Mississippi.
We're mass communicating.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
This is the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.
I gave it a 10.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that.
And now, here are your hosts, Rocky LaFleur.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No yelling on the bus.
Josh Webb.
Sorry I had a fight familiar, your butt at the party.
And Jake Latondras.
I am bad news.
Also starring Rob Kroon.
I bet this guy sends the woods $100.
And Bradley Ramsey.
No, Mark, didn't say it.
Showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Welcome to the End of the Line podcast. I'm Rocky LaFleur, sitting in the Duck South Studios at midday on this Monday. Joining me, Josh. Well, hey, Josh, you are now a citizen, and let's get this right. We can't call it Corinth. It's Corinth.
No, it's Corinth.
There's Corinth. Two towns in the state of Mississippi that I've been corrected on. It's not Winona. It's Winona.
Winona. That's the truth.
Not Winona. Swift kick That's to the true. Nuts if you call it Winona.
Yeah, you know, the easiest way to tell real quick whether or not somebody's actually from Corinth is if they pronounce it Corinth and if they say it's Alcorn County. Because if they say Corinth and Alcorn County, then they're lying to you. So,
this is why I call it spelled.
If you put it in your GPS, it's going to say that. And the weather station still calls it Corinth. It is spelled with an O, but it is pronounced with an A.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was in a fraternity with a guy from Alcorn County in Korea. And let me say, he and I got to be big buddies. This is right when I first started duck hunting. I was still deer hunting and duck hunting at the same time. And this guy loved deer hunting. We would bow hunt together. And he was from, not Corinth. It was Corinth, and he would be quick to correct me on Corinth. You know, it's kind of like calling, you know, most people call when they see Louisville, they call it Louisville.
Yeah.
Because Louisville, yeah. Kentucky.
That's right.
You gotta come to Mississippi, and it's different. Louisville.
Uh-huh. That's the truth. I don't know. You can't question it, though. It just, if somebody corrects you, you just say okay, and you go on about your business.
There's a couple of more towns in Mississippi that we changed the pronunciation when they came to Mississippi. I'm trying to think. Because I was thinking about this the other day when I was thinking about Louisville, because I was hunting with some guys from Louisville up in Missouri. But anyway, I can say this. All right, so you moved to Corinth last week.
Yeah, officially last week, yes.
All right, so before we jump off of this, coming up in just a few minutes, it is a long-awaited, anticipated Mondays with Rob coming up in just a few minutes. We got a long list of stuff to cover. Should be a lots of fun. All right, so you move up to Corinth last week. How did the first weekend in Corinth go?
Oh, good. Good. Last week is a busy week for our family anyway, in any normal given year, because it's my birthday and it's our anniversary. So we're usually going somewhere either, you know, one of those last two weekends of January and doing something, but we didn't get to. So during the week, because we were finishing moving everything up here, and things like that. So over the weekend, my mom kept the kids and Katie and I went and had anniversary and I guess my birthday. I really don't care about birthdays, but we went and did that. Just had a We didn't stay the weekend. We just had a night, you know, a day and a night away for ourselves to kind of slow down because Katie's starting a new job and well, I guess, you know, and then me moving everything around my real estate business. It's just everything's been chaotic. So we just kind of kicked back for a while Saturday and Saturday night.
All right. So what do you know? You move away from Holmes County, Mississippi.
Ah, I know where this is going.
Oh, you can't go anywhere but one place. Holmes County is the place for change, folks. If you're looking for a place to move the family to, you better head to Holmes County before the lot prices go up, because
Steve McClellan has moved into town.
Changing.
Yeah,
he is proposing change in Holmes County. Are you sick of not having a Target in Holmes County? Well, he's going to get you one.
Yeah. And he's going to fix all the holes. You know, it's, you know, look, and that election is like August. I'm really looking forward to seeing what his campaign puts out between now and August.
Oh, he's already put out a superhero video over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I found three videos total this morning. It's funny you say that, cause somebody texted me one of them this morning, and I said, oh, yeah, I've seen it. I said, have you seen the other ones? And you get on YouTube, type them in. There's three of them already up. Two music videos and a music video, the superhero video, which is superhero / music video, and then you got the other one where he's talking about all the change. We're talking about, you know, within the week of us being officially gone from Holmes County, this cat declares he's running and going to change all these things. So, you know, I am a realtor, and if you'd like me to find you a house in Holmes County, I'd be happy to help you in any kind of way, since all this traffic and attention is getting drawn to Holmes County now.
Where is Pete 1 in? Do you know where Pete 1 is in Holmes County? Where is it?
I don't have a clue. Well, I don't know, because his music video was shot at the Acona Water Tower. So,
really?
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's right behind him. You can see it. So I don't know if that's kind of Acona up that way in the hills or, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure that if you got a hold of his campaign manager, they'd send you an updated map of all the beats. I told my brother-in-law, I said, look, I'm not there anymore, but if you want to run against him, I'll come back and be your campaign manager. If you want to, you know, if you really want peace, and let's see what we can do. But my brother-in-law, he didn't want to go for it.
There's no chance of Steve McClellan getting beat. Steve McClellan is the Obama of Holmes County. I mean, he is, you know.
Oh, he's going to win.
Big hope and change. He's not gonna do crap, other words I could really say.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not going to say that he doesn't want to. He might. He might actually want to do these things. But it's the getting it done part where he's going to run into some issues. Because I think even if he does fully believe he can do it, it's going to be hard to find the support, in being able to do it. But hey, look, Rocky, Chula has a Dollar General, and Black Hawk is getting a Dollar General. So don't rule out a Waffle House. Okay?
Look, he's promising a Dollar Tree, though.
Well, yeah, you got to have competition for the Dollar General.
What else did he promise? A Walmart in Holmes County?
Walmart, Waffle House. One of the shoe stores, it wasn't Hibbett's, but it was I can't remember. One of the shoe stores. He just wants somebody to answer the man's question, Rocky. Why can't Holmes County have that, you know? So I'm looking forward to seeing how this campaign plays out.
All right, so let me just tell everybody that's listening to this. If you want to see something good, go search for Steve McClellan.
Steve McClellan.
Beat 1 in Holmes County, Mississippi. Now,
if you type in Yeah. If you type in Steve McClellan on YouTube, you type in his name on YouTube, it'll come up.
All he is a full-fledged Democrat. You know what I mean?
It's good stuff.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a Democrat, but he is a Democrat. Wow.
Well, okay. Apart from all that, or away from all that.
No, here's what the thing about it. There's no tax base left in Holmes County. It's the It's the third poorest region in the nation.
Well, here's another fun fact for you. I know it's been 4 or 5 years ago. The U.S. Census put out the thing, and you know they like to put out those the unhealthiest counties, and they do it by, you know, average lifespan and all these health factors. So Holmes County was voted the unhealthiest county in the state. So here's a fun fact. On that particular year, it may have changed now. That particular year, Mississippi was also the unhealthiest state in the U.S., and the U.S. is widely known as the unhealthiest nation in the world. So Holmes County was literally the unhealthiest place to live in the world at that point in time. Now, that could have changed. That's been about 3 or 4 years ago, but we laughed at that. But man,
here's the deal with Holmes County. Let me put it into as simple a terms as I can to everybody that's listening to this. Listen, there's been farmers go out of business because they couldn't pay their chemical or seed bill, or because commodity prices were too low, land rents too high. But never in the history of this great nation has a farmer ever gone out of business because land taxes were too high. It's about to be that way in Holmes County. You know, for people that's listening to this that own land, they're used to paying anywhere from $10, $12 an acre.
Yeah.
Holmes County, there's places that are paying $55 to $75, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, it's really high. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it is high.
There's no place like Holmes. Hey, on every end of the county is the highways lead into Holmes County. There's Holmes.
That's it. And
I
they are not lying when they tell you that. That is not false advertisement.
If you're listening to this from Holmes County, let me just tell you something. There truly is no place like Holmes.
Well, I you know, do not reside there anymore, but I will still frequent there. But it is guaranteed there is no place like Holmes.
Big deer, big alligators, and big taxes. That's the three guaranteed things in Holmes County.
That's the three guarantees.
Oh, me.
Well, all right. Hold on. But since we're going to talk about this, I'm going to throw one at you because you lived in the Delta for all your life, and now living in Oxford, you don't. Now, I grew up in Corinth. We lived in Corinth for 2 years. First 2 years we were married, and we've been back in the Delta in Holmes County where my wife's from for the last 5 years. Of course, now we're back to Corinth. But, Rocky, when you moved...
Corinth.
Okay, sorry. When you moved, I need at least one, but you can give me two of the immediate telltale signs that you no longer live in the Mississippi Delta. And I'm gonna give you mine, but I want to hear yours. I mean, just like first thing, like when you get out of the Delta, but you're still in Mississippi. I mean, how can you tell that you're not there anymore? Mine is you cannot go in a gas station in North Mississippi and buy a single beer. You can't go in and buy one out of a six pack. You can't do that. They don't do that in North Mississippi. You just don't see that, except for in the Delta. You know, you can't go in there and do that, which is hilarious to me. Because if you go in a gas station in the Delta, I mean, there's broken six packs all in every beer fridge there is. There'd be one, two, three of them missing. They just don't do that in this part of the world.
They sell single cigarettes in the Delta too.
And they sell, that was the other thing too, which I don't smoke, but they sell single cigarettes,
which is highly illegal.
Highly illegal, but widely known that you can do it.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're making good money on a pack of cigarettes, selling them 50 to 75 cents a piece.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. What else is on your mind today?
I'll tell you this: when you go back after you've been away for a few months, and you go back, oh man.
Yeah, I mean,
you notice a lot of things that you did not notice when you lived there. Like Greenwood, for those who don't know a lot about Mississippi, and I'm sorry we're spending time on this, but Greenwood to me is the town that I live right outside of. Really nice town. But to me, it was super nice. And now being in Oxford for over a year now, going back through there, you're like, holy crap, has this thing always been this trashy? It's been this nasty? Man, I mean...
Greenwood
looks bad, it's rough.
Yeah, for the most part, that's just the Delta. Now, that's not all Delta towns, and it's not all of Greenwood, but it is, I guess it just becomes normal, and you just don't pay attention to things when you live it and see it every day. But, you know, I love the Delta, especially hunting and fishing as much as we do, but... more than happy to be back.
You know, when everybody used to come in hunting with me, and this was no joke, you know, as we rode through all these Delta towns, these people coming in for guided hunts, I always called Belzona. I called it Fika Town. They'd like, babe, what are you talking about? I said, you ever wonder where all your tax dollars go to? It goes to this crap hole. And it's serious. You want to see what government spending does? Government spending does not make things nicer. Privatized spending makes things nicer. But the more money you pour in and just give away, such as the Mississippi Delta, such as a la Benny Thompson, that's the crap that you get when you just give it away. It's not earned. It turns into pot. Just crap. So, that's my rant for the day.
There's a lot of that. You're not the only one that sees it that way and feels that way. But
yeah,
what else is on your mind?
Like,
let's get away from all that.
You wondered where FICA goes to. You're looking at it, brother. You're looking at it. Anyway, recap. Look, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll spend a little bit more time on my trip to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about.
I'm gonna do that tomorrow. We don't have a lot of time today. I've got a lot. I'm trying to put together the shipments to get out to the future winners. Congratulations, to all those guys. Great videos.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Announced the winners before I left to go to Oklahoma last week. Those guys did a great job. I have to say a couple of things. The top five in that thing was so close from a points total. But the Stuker kid, the Stucker kid was his name, that won it. Wasn't Stuker, it was Stucker. But the kid that won it, I think what pushed him over the edge, the only thing that pushed him over the edge with the judges, is he sat on that tailgate with that shotgun leaning against it with the quail sitting on the tailgate. It wasn't so much what he said. It was about how he made the judges feel in the sense of, you know, I can see myself in that kid. And that was kind of the thing that set him over.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
all... You remember that video?
Yeah, they were all fantastic. But
because the Martell son, man, that was like a reality show. And I know for the judges, it was hard for those guys to put the minute and a half video over that really great production that Andy and them put together with his son. But I think that it, like I said, I think it all goes back to the kid just made the judges feel like they were a kid. They saw themselves in him. Trey Stucker was his name. So, trying to get a few of those boxes packed up. I'm trying to get a few of them mailed out per day. As you know, Josh, I've got Dixie with my coming up next week with our kids showing. This is a very, very important week. So, you know, we'll still do all of our podcasts, but they may not be as long because I am going to be swamped all week. We need to get to that interview with Rob now. It is Monday. Like I said, he's got a lot to fill us in on. Josh,
yeah,
I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Yeah, we'll visit again tomorrow. We'll spend a little time on Oklahoma tomorrow talking about that hunt out there. I'll walk you through it. But anyway, thank you again, Josh. Talk to you tomorrow. Let's get to Rob now. All right, guys, like I told you on the front end of the podcast, it is Monday. You know what that means? Mr. Kroom is here himself. Hey, it's the first time we've done it on a Monday in a while.
Yeah, I know. Kind of had my whole week messed up, which I already thought it was Thursday all day today, so whatever.
I mean, the past few weeks, I mean, we've been having to do that awful, ungodly thing called hunting. God. Thank God it's over.
I mean, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to strangle somebody.
Can you be thankful that it's over? I mean, yeah, it may have been a crappy season for a lot of people, but don't give me that. Look, if it ran all the way to March the 14th, I'm good.
The taxidermy season is going to be incredible.
Ooh, hey, with this cold front that's coming through this week, with the Arctic air that's coming, how many of these adults are going to be snatching a gun away from youth on the youth hunt this weekend?
I'm just taking mine. I'm not even worried about snatching it. I got a 20 gauge anyway. That's all I shoot, so it's not like they're going to know any better.
But you did bring up an interesting point. Taxidermy season is going to be one of the best taxidermy seasons ever.
It's going to be incredible.
It's amazing the number of ducks that walk into a taxidermy shop, you know, March and April.
I'm just telling you that it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait. There's going to be full plumage. Everything's going to be great.
All right, let's back up a couple of weeks because I've yet to hear this story. Walk me through the note.
Man, the note was amazing. I was mad about it at first, but now I've embraced it. And it's one of the funnier things that's ever happened. I'm really kind of OCD about my boats and trucks and equipment. I don't like anybody touching it or messing with it. So at first I was mad because I could just envision this 18-year-old kid that heard this saying and thought it was so funny and finally found the opportunity to use it. But, you know, I literally, like, I joke with my friends that were with me. This parking lot is a U-shaped parking lot, okay? And it's like, it goes completely around the building. There's parking in the front, parking in the back. And you know how in a lot of restaurants where they have the dumpster, they have like a huge spot beside it where that they either had too much asphalt or built the parking lot a little too big or just left room for the dumpster. So there's like an extra wide spot usually back there.
Right.
And so that's where I pulled. Now let's get this straight. Now, I'm in a truck, which anybody that owns a truck realizes that you can't park them in this, like you basically have to back in or be a gypsy to park them in the lines in the first place, okay? Not only that, I have my 1756 Edge duck boat behind my truck, okay? So that's another 20 feet, probably more than 20 with the motor. I back up in that last spot in the very back of the parking lot, the very last spot, okay? I back over a stack of limbs that somebody has put back there. And basically, my trailer was parked into a tree, okay? And behind that was a Walmart. So I'm basically parked in Walmart's fucking lot. and somebody had the balls to put that note on my truck. After I went through all that, it took me like 3 minutes to park. And the main reason I was so pissed is because I would like to see whoever wrote that note so eloquently try and back a trailer that good. Because I can assure you that it wasn't going to happen.
All right, read me the note. I'll just paraphrase it for me. You don't have to read it. Well, pretty much, what did the note say?
I don't have it with me, but it pretty much said, let's see, your truck's not that cool. You should learn how to pull in. I wish your dad would have pulled out. Something like that. Which is, I mean, give me a break. They didn't come up with that. I've heard that 1,000 times, but. Like, who goes through the time to take out a spiral notebook, write that down, put it under my wiper, and risk me coming out there and whipping their ass to write that? If I would have seen that person, whoever it is, I would have whipped their ass right there in that parking lot.
Okay, let's walk through this a second. It had to be a friend.
No.
It had to be somebody that knew your car. Your truck.
No. Nobody would do that. I mean, the writing looked like a girl's anyway. I think it was a girl. If it was a dude, he's got the most feminine handwriting ever and really needs to, you know, look in a mirror and be like, am I homosexual? And it's fine if he is, but he needs to get, you know, agree, go ahead and get out of the closet.
All right, if you took the time to back the trailer up over the curb, right? That's what we're talking. You back the trailer into the parking place, up on the curb, and back. And your truck was actually sitting in the parking place, right?
Yeah, my truck was like 4 to 6 inches over the white line. And I couldn't back it any further the other direction because I wouldn't have been able to get out. And if I would have moved it, it would have hit the tree. So I parked where I had to. You know, I mean, it's not like I pulled up next to some car and blocked them where they couldn't open the door. Like, I made like an effort.
You could have been a complete ass and taken like 10 parking places.
I should have pulled in the front and just blocked the whole, yeah, I should have blocked every like 15 parking spaces in the front.
And they're mad because you were over by 4 to 6 inches? Over the white line?
Yeah, I mean, I should have just blocked the whole restaurant.
So you really, is this a place where a lot of hunters hang out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but this person, you know, they weren't, you could tell by the note, they're not hunters. The only thing they're hunting that night was an ass whooping.
All right, so it had to be either a girl or a guy that writes like a girl.
Yes. Yes, one of the two.
A proper, all right, so we can narrow this out. It wasn't a proper girl with manners, good etiquette. I mean, a proper girl's not going to write about pulling out. She's not going to put that on a piece of paper. She may laugh and blow it off, but she's not going to actually write that.
Right,
so
no,
it either had to be the alpha female type.
Just go ahead and say it, the big girl. You know you won't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? The girl that... The butch in the lesbian relationship.
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
But I can see a little gay guy writing that too, though.
I mean, it's funny. Like, I've heard of other people getting notes, but like that one had some grammatical errors, and you know, like, come on, man, I'm in the very last spot. Like, I mean, I went through a major effort not only to park 4 miles from the restaurant, I actually had to walk so far. I got my cardio in, and all of my food was completely out of my system by the time I got back to my truck. I mean, I wasted $30 on a meal, basically. And then that marathon, it was marathon that an hour and a half.
I'll say this, though, too. It's not going to be a guy that could actually could whip your ass. This guy that wrote a note, if he took the time to write a note, because if it was a guy that could whip your ass, he would have walked up in the place and said, hey, who's the dumbass that took up two parking places with their boat and truck? Truck and boat.
Well, that or write a phone number on there or an email address or a
IP. he would have written a phone number for you to call him.
Yeah, anybody that's that confrontational just would have come in and or just left a number or something. But nobody would have ripped, like, wrote the letter with, like, they, like, spaced it out and, like, ripped the notebook paper in half. Like, give me a break. If you carry a spiral notebook around in a car, it's 2018. Use your freaking phone or your iPad or whatever you have to write a note. Like, who's, like, somebody just got out of their pre-algebra class and was like, let's go write a letter on this dude's truck. Those little punks better be glad I didn't see them. That's all I can say. And if they were bigger than me, then I just would have let them ride it. But if I thought I could
I'm going to conclude it was somebody that you could have taken. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Just by looking at the note, I could have at least verbally abused them until the point where they cried. If I didn't want to get thrown in jail for aggravated assault for somebody leaving a note on my car.
Hey, speaking of confrontation, I heard you had a Johnny Meek experience last week, which I heard you had a big complaint, and it's been posted in a private forum, confrontation of one of your clients and you at Greasem Outfitters. I heard that video is going to be put up later on in the week, posted. You know, what happened there?
And these old boys came in and hunted, and I guess they thought I was going to release carrier pigeons for them to shoot. And they got all mad and called me and was raising hell. Apparently, that's like a going on thing right now. Like, people book hunts because they're booger eaters and can't do it themselves. Or if they can't do that, they'll give you the whole line of, I work so much in my family, I don't have time to hunt. So I just go and guided hunt. Okay, bud. But anyway, yeah, this guy calls me raising hell and invited me after he left and we had the horseshoe game of life and we played cornhole and darts. I mean, he had to have fun. And just because he didn't kill any, I mean, I can't help it. It's a migratory bird. Would I look like God? Mother Nature?
Are you worried about that video getting out there?
No, I don't care.
You don't think she'll hurt Greasem Outfitters' business?
No. Those guys can kick ass.
You didn't lose it as bad as Johnny Wink did you?
Oh, no. Yeah, might have. I don't know. I guess time will tell and the video will tell. I don't know. I really don't care if it gets out of
it. Hey, let's talk about this. Take that out of it because that video, I know it's going to come out sometime this week. I don't think people know how you are. They listen to Mondays with Rob. They know how you are. It doesn't matter what you say on a phone call. Hey, I got to ask you about this. From an etiquette standpoint, you know, the screenshots of the text messages and the recording of phone calls and stuff like that, and then posting it up to Facebook, right or wrong?
I mean, look, these days you got to know. I mean, these kids record everything. I mean, between videos and Snapchat, and I mean, everybody records everything now, and you have to know that. But if I say something, I don't care if it's recorded or not. I mean, if I'm going to say something out loud and have a confrontation, at that point, I don't care. I don't care if it's recorded. Actually, I kind of hope it's recorded so that people can see, like, what in the world's going on, like, who what I'm dealing with on a daily basis with some of these booger eaters.
You know, the thing about these conversations that are recorded like this, it's always right in the middle of the conversation. The all-important first 2 or 3 minutes of that phone call are left out.
Yeah, it's only when you get mad.
Yeah.
It's only when you finally have enough and you should have hung up, like, you know, a minute and a half ago and just cooled down and been like, man, you know, sorry, but, you know, this is a service. This isn't like, you're not buying Pampers. Like, you're buying a service. You're paying for a service. Like, when you go to the strip club, you go out the next day and call them and be like, I want my money back. she wasn't hot enough. Like, no. No. You, no. It's service. Don't call Bambi and raise Cain because you are not satisfied the next day.
Well, you know, when this phone call with you comes out later on in the week, I think it'll only grow your eyes. He's worried as you are about it. I don't know that you're that worried about it, but, you know, it'll only grow your lore as a business and as a podcast guest co-host that comes on once a week. It just only grow you. So
I just want people to have a good time, you know.
And that is true.
And I understand that people want to, you know, people drive 5-6 hours on to, you know, kill stuff. But, you know, I don't run a quail, a pen quail raised hunt. I mean, I just don't do it.
Well,
I mean, don't sign up to come hunt with me, you know, expecting to kill butterball limits every time just because I got these sweet pecan groves. I mean, I can't help it. I can't control that. If you want to go on a pen raised hunt, then let me start growing some butterballs. Start farming butterballs.
True or false? When it's pertaining to this phone call, I heard that the biggest thing that I got picked up from this conversation that somebody was telling me about this was, you know, these people were promised bluebills and what are those little buffalo heads and. He ended up shooting 4 mallards apiece.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, whatever. The video there, whatever they recorded, I haven't even seen it yet. I remember what I said, but whatever they did, it'll come out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come out this week and be posted to Duck South, and so many people know you there. But it'll be good. Like I said, I think it'll just grow your, isn't it lore? Isn't that the kind of the word I'm looking for?
I mean, I don't know right now. I just want to, you know, have a few cold ones and go to bed for about two or three days. The neighbors are good. I haven't seen them. I'm assuming they're good.
Have they moved out or something? You literally haven't seen them in a month.
Man, I'm gonna tell you too. I'll be honest with you, Rocky. My neighbors, the neighbors that are beside my house, like the next door. They put their house up for sale a couple of months ago, and me and my wife thought it sold because they took the sign out of the yard. And then like two days ago, I was in my driveway getting hunting stuff put back in the truck, and the neighbor walks over and she's like, "Hey, do you have a FedEx package for me?" And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, it said it was delivered. I was just seeing if you had it." And I was like, "Well, let's go look." So we walked up to the front porch, and I wanted to ask so bad, but I was in a hurry, so I didn't even get into it. But apparently they didn't sell the house. I don't know if it's because I've been gone and they thought I changed my ways or what. But let's just say Daddy's back in town. Till turkey season.
Oh. Hey, before I let you go, it is no telling what was happening on that FaceTime between you and Spencer the other night.
Oh, we were having a good time. He was in Vegas, and I was headed back to the lodge. This is right after I had a conversation with those idiots. So we had a good time. We talked about it. Spencer understands, you know, the whole game. I'm looking at Spencer's pontoon right now, too, if anybody's looking for one. Classic 240 StarCraft. It's a bad machine, son.
Oh. All right, Mr. Groom. Well, I enjoyed it. I've got to get back out to the farm. Look, I've got a couple of conversations we got to have next Monday, a couple that I had while I was out in Oklahoma, because that lore, I know you're sick of me using that word, has grown all the way out to Oklahoma. I heard a couple of really good stories about you out there, so we'll carry it on till next week.
Oh, great, yeah. I get this. This is going to be great for that.
All right, bud. Thank you again. We want to thank all of you that listened to this edition of the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.